الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The closest people to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Day of Judgment will be those people who have sent a large number of durood. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله. It is a time once again we say أهلا وسهلا مرحبا. By the grace of Allah Almighty, we again meet to discuss this beautiful topic. The topic which we need to learn, all of us, starting with me as the presenter, as the host of this silsila. I need to rectify myself in order to rectify others as well. And you need to rectify yourself also. So, the topic in discussion and the broad topic is al-ghafla, heedlessness. And today, we are going to discuss a subtopic, which will be the topic of this episode, the consequences of heedlessness. You can also say the outcome of heedlessness. You reap what you sow. لا يجنى من شوكة العنب. It's one phrase in an Arabic. We can say it's an Arabic proverb. لا يجنى, don't expect to harvest العنب, grape, من الشوكة. If you seed which you planted, which you buried under the ground, was a thorn seed, it will bear nothing except a thorn tree. The more the time will pass by, the more the thorns which it will produce. So in these few words, what we are trying to say, what we are deriving or what we are heading towards to is that don't expect to harvest grapes when you plant a thorn tree. In a same manner, if you were heedless, there are some consequences. If you don't make tawbah, which will one way or the other test. So from among them, these are some of the things which we need to discuss actually, which will give us the in-depth of understanding. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal mentioned in the Holy Quran that اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. We mentioned this verse in the previous episode. Today we just want to scrutinize it in a broad sense, as the topic today is what? The consequences of al-ghafla. So from among them, viewers of Madani channel, there is i'rab, turning away, i'rab, yani turning away. Of course, if we are going to look at it in a broader sense, we find that whenever someone is sick, there will be some subsidiary sicknesses which will accompany the main sickness. Take, if for example somebody is having malaria, you will have subsidiary also, his headache will start to feel pain, and the rest of the body will start to have fever. So now, if we only treat headache in a malaria pack, we find that we have just treated the subsidiaries, some other element of the disease, which is not the disease itself. Now, if we treat the malaria itself, you find that in the long run, we have treated also that malaria, because we know that it is the headache itself, it is not the disease itself, but it is one subsidiary, yani the outcome of having a certain disease by the name malaria. So the outcome of having the disease called Al-Ghafla, it will open many diseases, as I said earlier on, that it's like a virus which will pop in and make other diseases to pop in, any the diseases of the heart. So we are going to at least to listen today the explanation of this verse where we quoted وَقَالَ Tabari, إِمَامُ Tabari said, explaining the verse, اقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. So he said that Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, what is he telling us in that verse? The day of judgment is now close. We are now living in a conclusion party of the dunya. There's a few time, some bonus time which is remaining in the dunya to wind up. So dana hisabun nas, the day of judgment is come closer, ala a'malihim, regarding the action of the human beings. What if come closer? It is the day of judgment. And what will happen? The hisab, the judgment of two things, according to Alama Tabari. The judgment of what? A'maluhum, the actions. Wa ni'mah. He even mentioned the ni'mah. The two things will be questioned on the day, the deeds and the ni'mah, which Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal bestowed upon each and every one of us. So the day has come close. It has come close to him, to the human being. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Whilst humanity is in the state of ghafla, heedless, and not only that, mu'uridun, they are turning away. Yaqulu, then he said, at-Tabari, wahum fi dunya, he said the day of judgment is coming close, whilst the people are immersed in the dunya. Now, when they are immersed in the dunya, it will be hard for them now to realize the fact that the day of judgment is coming. That's why there's an Arabic saying which says that kullu ma ya'ati qaribun, each and everything to come is nearer. Don't think that it is far. When we say next week it will be ijtima, you see how the days will glide, and it will be ijtima or Ramadan ila Ramadan, from this Ramadan to another Ramadan, al-jum'atu ila jum'ati, from another Jum'ah to another Jum'ah. You see, find that the days are gliding. You finish another Jum'ah, when you say the next Jum'ah, then the next Jum'ah will come. It will be is kullu ma ya'ati qarib. Whatever is coming is just near. So this is what Alama At-Tabari is telling us, that wahum fi dunya, they are immersed in the dunya. So what the dunya, it will make them to forget amma Allahu fa'ilun bihim, what Allah is going to do with them, what Allah is going to deal with them. The dunya is making them, the situation is that the day of judgment is coming close. Viewers of Madani Channel, the topic today is what? The consequences of al-ghafla. So from among us, the consequences of al-ghafla, which I want to highlight, is that they, not only in al-ghafla now, they will reach the state of i'rab. They will turn away. Like how Alama At-Tabari is saying in his tafsir, that now they are immersed, just imagine, they are immersed. It's like a boat, it's like a ship. The boat or a ship, really, that is a very good example. regarding us in the dunya. When the boat is sailing in the water, in the sea, or the ship is sailing in the sea, it is always on the safe hand when it is on top of the sea, on top of the water. Now, if it goes inside the sea, then this is the definition of drowning itself. This is the recipe of disaster itself. Much that even if you put a hole, that water start to gush inside the sea, inside the ship, what will happen? Exactly. Now, the situation here which we are faced in, the people, like how Allama is saying it beautifully in his book, that wahum fi dunya, they will be deep inside the dunya, fi dunya, they will be inside the dunya, they will be starting to find entertainment, enjoyment of the dunya. They will make them yani to forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do with them. They will forget about the kubur. They will forget about the su'al of munkar and nakir. They will forget about the ahwal yawm al-qiyamah. The dunya will make them to forget. But then he said, the ayah is telling us the nearness of the day of judgment. وَإِذَا قُتَارَبَ فَقَدِ قُتَارَبَ. When we say really it is near, really it is near. It's not a joke. مَا يَكُونُ فِيهِ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ. What is near? What is near, viewers of Madani Channel? My accountability, your accountability, his accountability, your accountability, our accountability. Not something to joke with. What thawab? So it means also the thawab, they are near. Your pay is near. The jaza, reward, is near. Wali iqab, then the punishment for the mujrimin. This is what the ayah is telling us, that اقترب للناس. These are the things which are coming near and near and near and near and near, day in and day out. وغير ذلك. And the list goes on. وهذه آية. And that verse which we quoted, it's not the only that verse only. There are some verses also in the Holy Quran which mention this explicitly, like Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal said, اقترب الوعد الحق. The promise of truth. It is near. So now, the first danger which Al-Ghafla will do to you, it will make what? Ghafla will make you like how Alama At-Tabari said that, في الدنيا, it will make people to sink in the dunya. Now, when they sink into the dunya, there are many things to crop up from there. This is the problem which I said, that i'rad, it will make you now to turn away. So i'rad, there is one danger of Allah ghafla. It is called what we call that i'rad, to turn away. May Allah not make us from the people who turn away. His symptoms is that when you see somebody, the adhan is being made. Instead of him to listen to the adhan, you will find other things to turn away from the adhan itself. Many a time you find people making some excuses to do ibadah, turning away. So turning away is one of the dangers which is caused by what? Al-Ghafla. Number two, viewers of Madani Channel, the second danger of Al-Ghafla, it causes what? Jumudul Ain. Your eyes will be dry. Yani, Admu Buka fi sabilillah. Not to cry in the path of Allah. If you don't shed the tears in the path of Allah, whom are you going to shed the tears for? Really, these tears, the amen that we cry in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to cry only for the dunyawi things, the materialistic things. You find people nowadays, when they cry, it is only about the materialistic. Some people. You know, the majority, alhamdulillah, we've got a group of people whom Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal labeled them as ibadullahi salihin, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever even we make tashahud, we make such a special dua for those ibad. وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. They're selected. But we are talking of a group which are heedless. Not to cry in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you cannot see the loss in it, they just make you see from it from another angle. Because there are two sides of the coin. The head part and the tail part. The pros and cons. The advantage and the disadvantages. Now, the disadvantage of not crying in the path of Allah. It is said that as for the one who cry in the path of Allah, the teardrop, which is equivalent, kalba'uba, like a mosquito, the teardrop is equivalent to the mosquito. That teardrop, which is equivalent to mosquito, if one was crying due to the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, that teardrop is enough to quench the fire of Jahannam. Alas, if you are in a ghafla, there is no tears. What is going to extinguish fire, oh dear brothers? The fire extinguisher of the fire of Jahannam, like how one poet said, that if we were to take the al-bihar, the seas, and pour those seas to the fire of Jahannam, they won't quench the fire of Jahannam. They won't extinguish the fire of Jahannam. But in the contrary, if we take the fear, that the tear, which comes from the fear of Ar-Rahman, of Al-Wahhab, of Al-Qahhar, of Al-Jabbar, of Al-Mutakabbir, the sifat of Allah, the one, that teardrop, if we put it into the fire of Jahannam, that is enough to quench, to extinguish the fire for the one who is crying. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us from the people who cry. So crying in the path of Allah, it is a ni'mah, it is a favor. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, Uthman bin Affan, the third Khalifa, we all know him. Whenever he used to stand by the qabr, he used to cry, much that his beard Mubarakah will become wet of crying. The master of the two worlds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to cry. Imam Ali, our mother Fatima, Az-Zahara, Imam al-Hasan wal-Husayn, all these they used to cry. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us, our eyes, always to shed with the love of Allah, viewers of Madani Channel. That is one of such consequences of al-ghafla. And another khatar, another danger of al-ghafla, it causes another problem which is called kathratu dhahk, laughing excessively. It shows that the one is now far away from the remembrance of Allah. Kathratu dhahk, laughing excessively, it will make your heart to be hard and dry away your tears. Kathratu dhahk. Not only this, it has gone to the situation that you find that some other people, they are now having the guts to even laugh excessively in the masajid. The one who laughs in the masjid, this is one of the causes of a darkness in the grave. Kathratu dhahk, excessive laughing. Viewers of Madani Channel, these are some of the dangers of al-ghafla. Of course, al-ghafla is such a disease that it causes other minor disease, and it's a disease which will make other diseases to pop in the heart. It will paralyze the aql, the intellect in the heart. Inshallah, by the grace of Allah, in the next episode, we will continue, inshallah, with some of the dangers of al-ghafla. May Allah grant us the ability and the tawfiq and the hidayah to practice whatever we had. وما علينا إلى البلاغ المبين. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
يا الله wake me up from heedlessness. Ya Allah wake me up from heedlessness.